It seems to me that you now have documentation that you could put together in papers that would be published by accepted journals such as the IEEE. I mean, you're dealing with comparisons between laboratory effects and field effects. Is this a course of action that you think would be useful, or?
Perhaps it's only so many hours in the day.
I see what you're saying.
But it is intriguing, and I've put into these physical observations and noticing similarities, and that's where things are now. But it is pretty intriguing.
Because now it seems to me that in this paper you've achieved a new threshold, and that is to have what we could almost call a laboratory control.
Proof of concept.
Yeah, proof of concept. And that brings in a whole new standard to present a whole new standard of expression to the various audiences. I mean, there are so many audiences for this material, ranging from a public audience, a judicial audience, a legislative audience, a research audience, and it's just that the mind literally starts, gee, when are you guys going to make your first TV documentary? Is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Wow.
To me, there's a lot of compelling similarities.
Yeah.
Enough so that it's pretty convincing that some amazing technology was used.
Yes.
Something did this to the buildings.
Right.
It's an amazing technology. We know, we don't know who did it or what exactly it was, but let's study it because we could use this technology for good things.
Yes. Indeed. That's a very profound statement. Because that statement, in fact, dovetails with the mission and the goals of a whole movement called the Disclosure Movement, which is that, and I think that John has touched on it, and that is that behind the sequestered projects of the Black Budget and other classified military intelligence projects, there are these advanced technologies which are being developed at taxpayer expense, which are for weapons applications, which could as easily be applied to new energy applications that would be to the benefit of the biosphere and to the benefit of humanity. And the object of the Disclosure Movement is to have these technologies, since they have been taxpayer funded, be brought into the public domain. So here I think there's a nexus between, at a public policy level, between this research, I think, underscores the need for disclosure. Whatever technology did this should be disclosed.